Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, we're back here at Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. What a volleyball match here tonight between RCW and Dawson. Boy, both teams fought really hard. Join me on the post-match show is head coach Haley Gritmacher from the Blackjacks. And Haley, wow, you girls played hard.
Yeah, they battled. They wanted this one. We knew that this was going to mean a lot for us for seeding for the section tournament. And this is our last home game, our seniors' last match at home in the regular season anyways. We hope to get a home match for playoffs. But these kids came out and they brought it. Yesterday we did an individual practice. So the kids played 6-on-6 game style stuff on the main court, and we pulled everybody off, and every kid got about 8 minutes of their own individual time with us coaches, and it just was a huge momentum bringer for every single kid in our program.
Awesome.
Everything we worked on yesterday in practice, Tuesday or Wednesday in practice, the girls did well today. Awesome. So yes, obviously we want to come out with a win. 5 in a row would have been great, but we can't be choosy right now. I'm just happy with how hard they played. We could have came out. We knew that RCW was going to be a tough team, and we could have came out and fell flat, and we didn't. So I'm very happy with that.
Haley, I've never seen anything like this in set two. You guys jumped out to a 10-0 lead, and then had a 17-point lead, 18-1. I've never seen that before.
That's incredible.
What were you thinking when that was happening?
There was a couple times where I thought maybe Brad was going to call us on a double. But we just kept the momentum and kept rolling with it. The kids wanted it, and they were hungry, so they just point for point, one at a time, they were just chipping away, and I love to see that kind of enthusiasm.
Yeah, it was just a tough match all around. You won that match 25-13, and then RCW won the third set by the same score, 25-13.
Yeah, they came out ready to go.
Fourth set, you won 25-18. I thought Kate Dahl played really well in the set for her. She played well.
Yeah, she played phenomenal tonight. Kate's been a staple player for us. She's been playing some games she plays six rotations, some games just three. But she is just going to give it everything she has. I think it was about 6 points into the second set when she probably, I looked down and she think I had like 11 kills. So she came out and she just busted her butt and played aggressive. So I couldn't be more proud of Kate. She is just a hard worker and really came to play tonight.
And she picked up her 500th kill.
She did. That's a huge accomplishment. I told our board, I said, I want to be excited about the little accomplishments. 500 is not little. She's been on varsity for 5 years. So I'm just so proud of Kate. 500 kills is a big deal, and we should be celebrating things like that for high school athletes.
Yep. I like the way you ran to the scores table, grabbed the mic right away to stop the match.
Yeah,
and recognize her.
Yes, she didn't know it was coming, and I went out onto the floor and I congratulated her and I said, do you want your ball and bring it up to your parents? Chelsea did that last week with her 1,000th. Yeah. And Kate said, nope, I want to keep going. We were on an 8-0 run at the time she got it, and she said, nope, I want the pedal to the metal. We're going for it now.
All right, talk about some of the other girls. Ayanna Hasted, I thought, played well. How about Addison Tufto?
She has come alive for us. She is just a 10th grader. She pushes. She gives me everything she has every single day in practice. She comes to the gym and works out. She comes in and stays after practice. She has just been battling. She wants a spot on this varsity floor. She's been a varsity dancer for a couple years now, and she knows what it's like to compete at this level, and she is giving me everything she has. The best thing about Addie is that she can play six rotations if I need her to. So if Haley is struggling a little bit, I'll pull her out. Addie will go in, play a little middle. She's undersized. Okay. But she can jump through the gym, and she just works hard and gives me everything she has. She played great tonight as well.
I was impressed by Haley Anderson, your 6 foot junior and middle blocker.
Yes, she picked it up tonight. We worked on a quick middle attack in the middle for her, and she just came out and she was ready to play. She knows that there's a target on her back. She knows that there's somebody behind her pushing her. If she's not performing, she knows she's coming out of the game. And that is something that I think we really pride ourselves in. We've got a strong bench. I had three kids who didn't even get to see any time tonight, and they are phenomenal servers and great passers. So we are pretty deep in the back row, especially, and especially with our serving. So I'm just super proud of all the kids with how they played tonight.
All right. So what's up next, Haley?
A few days of practice next week, and then we get seated on Monday.
Monday, you get seated.
Yep,
okay.
We find out at noon. So hopefully we'll be able to play a home game, like I said, and then the following Monday, I would guess we'll be in that bottom four group. So we'll play that Monday after MEA. And then hopefully we'll get a win, and we'll play on Friday and just keep going with it. So
keep going with it. That's all right. A lot of excitement, a lot of grit for your team tonight. I was impressed how they played.
Yes, they show a lot of grit. And I just want to shout out to our JV and C squad. They push hard, too. Having two coaches is really, really tough for five teams. But our C squad picked up their second win tonight, and our JV picked up their first win tonight. So just super proud of ending on a huge, huge high note for both of those teams.
Okay. I'm going to name Kate Dahl a Neon Needles player of the game because of her 500 kill. And she led the team in kills tonight, I believe. So.
Yes, yeah, she deserves it. She works hard, and that 500 kill milestone is something she set her eye on at the beginning of the season. Wasn't sure if she was going to be able to get it, but she was able to cap it off here tonight.
All right, thanks to Haley for taking the time with me. And if you see Kate, tell her come over. We'll take a picture, okay?
I sure will. Thanks, Paul. All thanks, right. Everybody, for sponsoring.
That's Haley Gritmacher, head coach of the Dawson Boys Black. Here, I need a picture, too. So, head coach of the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. Our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. I love the set too with the Blackjacks, and I think it was Haley Anderson's two kills and a block at the net that put the Blackjacks up 18-1 in that set too. So that's our Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game, and our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is Kate Dahl, the senior on senior night. I've got her 11, 12, 13, 14 kills, two ace serves, two blocks for Kate Dahl tonight. She's our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. RCW wins it 3-2 here tonight in Dawson. Our next broadcast comes Wednesday. Next Wednesday, MEA week. Next Wednesday, the Blackjacks host the Minnesota Vikings in a big football game. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. That wraps it up here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92, and we'll see you next Wednesday from RB Clay Field. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Drain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Trontossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadow Lowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.